Yeah, thank you. So happy to be here. I just said first service. March of December when I left, I thought I'm not going to come back here. I don't want to come back on January. So I was praying, I don't remember the date, but December some date, I was just praying. I felt so strong in my heart that I have to come back here to be with Pastor Robert, and he's a big reason why I'm here. Just to want to honor him, and Mother Melissa, I just want to do something. I want you to both to sit here. I want you to sit here. I just want to. Wash your feet and Mother Melissa's feet, and I've never been out of my family for more than 2 days. This is for my first time I've been out of my family, and I don't like being anywhere outside my family. And Mother Melissa is the biggest reason why I was been sustained here. So sometimes I felt like I was kind of a burden for Pastor and you both. I'm so sorry if I hurt you. Anyways, and I'm so happy. Thank you so much. I just want to wash your feet. Okay. Okay.
We didn't practice this.
Thank you for accepting me. I want to thank Silver Spring Assembly for accepting me as, you know, my time being here. You got a lovely pastor in this church. Such a blessed man. And I honestly tell you, I never knew that he was so much fun. He is such a lovely person. He will just understand things. And even if he says something, the next minute he'll come to me and say, Franklin, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have. I was like, Pastor, you don't need to say sorry. He'll be like, and he just carried me wherever he went. Wherever he goes, he'll be like, I feel like, Lord, Pastor, I don't want to be your burden. You know, thank you, and I want to thank you all. And in my days of ministry here, if I hurted you by any of my actions or my words, I'm so deeply sorry. Forgive me, and please continue to pray for me. And if God permits, I'll be back in some other days, or we'll see you in heaven. That's for sure. Thank you, Pastor. And my friends, I just wanted to say, three friends I have here. One is Mr. Horry. And next one is Ricky, and the third one is Fred. Thank you so much, and I want to thank the board members of this church for allowing me. Thank you so much. I don't want to take much time today, as I usually say. Since because of this is my last week, I thought I'll take for an hour. Because next week I'm not going to be here, even if you know, I won't be here even if you scold me. Yes, I want to thank. I just written a few people to thanks. First was Pastor and Pastor Mother. I want to thank the board members. I want to thank the Ricky. I want to thank Ori and Fred. Thank you so much. And let's turn our Bible. I think I have 15 minutes more to preach. Everyone turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 43. Verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. The one who created you, the one who formed you, is telling a word that do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. The Lord has redeemed you, Israel, this morning. From where he has redeemed, to whom he is writing this word. Israel was like a prisoner in their days. They were captured as a prisoners. They were living inside a prison. They were living a life of a prisoner. They are living a life inside, for your understanding, I'm just telling, they're living a life inside the jail. They have been chosen by the Lord. They have been saved by the Lord. They have been baptized by the Lord. They have been anointed by the Lord. But still, they are living inside the prison. They were in a prison. Their hands, their legs were chained. Many of us, we've been baptized by the Holy Spirit. We've been anointed in our life. We have a call in our life. We've been saved. But still, we are living a life of prison. We are living inside the prison. For some people, your family, your marriage seems to be a heaven. 2 years back, now slowly the heaven is turning into a prison. A few of us, our job, our business, things around us seems to be a heaven, seems to be a life for us. Day by day, it's slowly turning into a prison. Especially a family, when we step into our house, we feel like we are stepping into a prison. Why? The house which seems to be a heaven in our life. The place seems to be, was a heaven to us. Slowly, it's becoming a prison. The joy which we had is gone. During night times, we're not getting enough sleep. We've been a long time, we laughed and talked in our house. What happened? Because you've been taken as a prison. The scripture says, without knowing yourself, the devil took you as a prisoner. Without knowing yourself, you don't know when you got arrested. You don't know when your hands got chained. You don't know how you got addicted to it. You don't know how the life became a prison. Without knowing yourself, devil took you as a prisoner. A few years back, 2013, I think 2012 or 13, we went to a prison to do ministry. And while we were doing a ministry there, I spotted a man. He looked like he doesn't belong to that place, you know. He looked so good, you know, combed his hair so neatly. And he definitely, like, you can easily spot him that he doesn't belong to that place. And over 130 people were there. We just went, provided them food, and we gave them all Bible and everything. And I just slowly went to him, and I said, "Sir, how are you?" He said, "I'm fine." And he was like always, you know, separately from the people. I just slowly went to him and I asked, "How are you, sir?" He said, "I'm fine." So, "Sir, I just want to ask you, you don't look like you belong in here." And he just laughed at me. I said, "Sir, can I know your profession?" The answer which he gave me shocked me. He laughed at me and he told, "I am a surgeon doctor." I was like, "What? You are a surgeon doctor? Ended up your life inside the prison? There in India, you have to study 6 years to become a doctor, plus another 2 years for an extra course for a surgeon." He said, "I'm a successful doctor. I have a lot of money. Still, I have a lot of money in my life. What happened? How you ended up here?" The answer which he gave me was seriously caught me. He said, Sir, few years back, he said this, few years back, I did a small mistake. Everyone say small mistake. Say one more time, small mistake. Say a wrong decision. Someone say a wrong decision. Say a small change. He said, I made a small mistake a few years back. I'm here. 5 years of studies, 7 years of work, millions of money. What is the use? What is the use? He has children, but he can't see them. He had money, but he can't enjoy. Many of us in this church are living a life like that. We are living a life like that. We have everything, yet we couldn't enjoy. Why? You are inside the prison. You have been captured in your life. He started crying. I said, sir, don't worry, I'll pray. You know, another thing what he said, it shook me. He said, brother, not just me. There are so many multimillionaires are in this prison. Wow. Multimillionaires because of a small mistake which they did in their life. Caught them. That's how we are. A few years back, we took a wrong step. We ended up in a prison. What happened to our joy? What happened to our life? What happened to the happiness? It's all gone because of a small mistake which we did. In the Old Testament, we can see a person who's very stronger. His name is Samson. He was so powerful. God was anointed him because of his small mistakes. Because of his wrong decisions, he ended up self in a prison. We all knew it. I tell you, prison life is not the way you think. You can't sleep in a proper place. You won't get a proper food to eat. You won't be in a good bed. Oh, we have money. We have everything, but not enough. Not now. That's the life many of us are living. That's the life many of us are living. That's where we are. You know, inside the prison, there's something called bail. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of bail? Okay, bail is this. They will give you a bail, a paper. Your name will be still in the case. Your name will be still in the prison. You're not yet released. Your name is still in the file. For a week, you are released. For how many days? For 7 days, you can just walk, see the world. End of the seventh day, come back to the prison. End of the day, you should come back to the prison. You should come back to your addiction. You should cry. No matter what, no matter where you go. Many believers think we're released, but you are not actually released. You are in a bail. Your name is still there in the case. But you have a good news this morning. God is telling you, I'm going to tear your name from the case and set you free. No more bail for you. You have been set free. Everyone say, I'm set free. Tell your neighbor, no bail this time. Say, no bail this time. No more bails. Come on, say, no more bails. No more bails. I'm not coming back here again. Say, not to this church, to your back life. Say, I'm not coming back to the life. Come on, say, I'm not coming back to my life. Say, I'm not going back to my prison. Come on, come on, keep saying. Let devil hear the voice. Let devil hear that. Say, I'm not going back to the prison. Lift your voice and say one more time, I'm not going back to the prison. Today I'm going to get released. Say that one more time. Today. Say today. Today. God is going to set me free. No matter what. No matter how strong your case is. No matter how many times you've been living inside the prison. No matter how long you're spending your life inside the prison. Today is a day. You're going to walk out of the step with a freedom in your heart. Do you believe that? Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Shout amen. Amen. One more time, say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So one more time, say, I'm not a prisoner anymore. My name is not there. Aren't you glad your name is not there? It is in another place. How many of you know where it is? It's in the living book. You no need to get worried. Oh, many times in my life, the happiest moment, I'll be so happy. Just that simple thought will come, I'll be crying. This moment should not ever end. I don't want this happiness, this people, I don't want to leave this place. Because if I leave this place, I'll be back to the prison. I don't want this. How many of you felt that way? I don't want to, you know, I don't want this moment to get end in my life. Have you been like that? Have you told yourself, no, I don't want. Many times during the worship, I used to feel, no, I don't want to miss this feel. I don't want, because I know if this happiness goes, I know the place where I'm going. That's a prison. That's a bail, actually. Just wanted another 10 more minutes. I want to pray for you. Three things I want to say. The truth, how many of you want to set free? Amen. Some of you are just not raising your hand. That's okay. three things. The Bible says, know the truth will set you free. 1 John 8, 20, 32. And the second one, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. The third point I want to say, where is the Spirit? And there is deliverance. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is deliverance. The third point I want to pray, I want to say, and I want to pray with you. Where there is the Holy Spirit, He will deliver you for sure. He will deliver you for sure. The Holy Spirit is a nice person. He's a sweetest person. He's a most innocent person. He's a most lovely friend you can have in your life. He's the best partner. He will never leave you, not forsake you. No matter how you look, no matter how bad you smell, He will never leave you. He will always stick next to you. He is such an innocent God. He's such an innocent person. You know how I'm saying, like, see, many times, Pastor Robert told, a few weeks back when he was preaching, he told me, thank you. He told, we do mistakes often and say, Lord, this is my last time. And I mean it this time. Again, we'll be doing. And the next minute when we call him, he's there. And sometimes he knows that we are not going to stay with him. But still he helps us. Wasn't he innocent or not? He is an innocent God. He's a lovely person. Holy Spirit is a lovely person. He loves. And four things I want to say about Holy Spirit, which I seriously love so much. He loves to listen. Everyone say, He loves to listen. You know, some people loves to talk, they won't listen. They will just keep on talking. They won't listen to anything. Sometimes the phone might get connected. It's disconnected, but they just keep on talking. Some people loves to talk. Holy Spirit, He loves to listen. He loves to listen. He loves. Have you seen mentally psych? I don't know how you call it here. Psycho people, mental people. You know. Sometimes I've been in a psychiatrist. Like, I didn't go for my treatment. God's name. Do I look like that? No. I'm perfectly healed by the Lord. So I just went to pray. We know a doctor. So he was just telling me the first treatment which they give for the psycho. Yeah. What are we? The doctor who they get paid. He will just get the money, 1 month course. He will bring the patient inside. He will sit next to that person. He will make him to talk. He will make him talk. The 1 hour, every day, 1 hour, he'll just keep on talking this, that. And the doctor will get deep into the conversation. He will show his care to the conversation. He'll say, oh, is that true? Yeah. And he'll just keep on talking for an hour. It will go for a month. The doctor himself sometimes will be, you know, turning into a, that kind of. Guess what? End of the month, 90% of the patients be getting healed. just by talking. Just by talking to a person who seriously cares for them. Okay, this doctor is getting paid to talk or to show his concern. You know, the Holy Spirit is not paid. He is in so much love with you. He will listen to you whatever you say. And he will just stay with you. He will loves to listen. He loves to listen. The second thing about Holy Spirit is he loves to talk. He loves talking. In heaven, he doesn't have, he can't talk to anyone. Because there are a lot of angels. They won't even look at his face. He created Adam and Eve to have fellowship with them. He wants to talk to his people. Okay, you can ask, I'm a sinner. Will he talk to you? Of course he will talk to you. He's here for you. He came for the sinners. I'm not hearing this voice. I have this problem too. Sometimes I'm not able so clear to hear his voice. How? See, if you want to communicate with a person, he's around 20, 30 meters away from you. If he talks, we know that he's talking to us, but we are not so clearly, you know, understanding it. Why? Because of the distance. If we get close to him, we'll just understand even more better. If we just even more getting close to him, we'll just listen that he's telling something about our life. If you get even more close to him, you will know that he is telling you to walk this way. If you even more get close to him, close to him, close to him, he will guide you every single step in your life. Amen. Get close to him. Start talking to him. Don't talk to the people who doesn't care for you. There is someone there in your life who's waiting to come inside your life, who's waiting to hear your voice, who's waiting to talk to you. He will give you important in your life. The third thing which I love the most is he loves to clean. He likes to keep the place clean. No matter where he is, he will just keep the place clean. 2016, January, as July, I fall sick. I usually don't go to the hospital or to the doctor. We have a few nurse sisters in our church. They just came to me and said, Pastor, my temperature went on 101 or 2, something like that. So they just came to my room, said that, Pastor, we want you to, you know, have some drips. And I said, okay. And they just like, you know, connected the drips. And I was just getting treatment. Two sisters, I still remember, one is Jacqueline and Steny. The sisters came say, this Pastor, okay, they was being in my room. My room, to be honest, it is not so clean. It's very dirty. I'm the only person, so. People will come, they'll just sweep and they just go. And after 1.5 hours, the sister told, Pastor, can you wait out for us? I was like, this is my room. You asking me to wait out? Said, yes, Pastor, just half an hour, can you wait outside? So like, sister, there's no any gold or silver in my room, you can just... Said, no, Pastor, just wait outside. Okay, I just like, you know, with a vein in my hand, I was just sitting in my living room watching TV. And after 15, 20 minutes, I was just like thinking, why there, what they are doing inside? After 20 minutes, they asked, Pastor, come in. And I stepped into my room was mopped, cleaned, my blanket was like changed. I was like, to be honest, monthly once I'll change my bedspread. Some of you here, who doesn't even do that? You're laughing and making me guilty, come on. That sister just changed, I told, 2 weeks back I changed it. Said, Pastor, we need, and there are some places in my room which I never cleaned for years. This sister just cleaned it so cleanly. And went out. I was thinking in my heart, honestly, this will be good if that sister turned up every week and cleaned my room. Exactly next Wednesday, a certain time, they just knocked my room. I just opened. I was so happy seeing them. I said, before they say something, I said, sister, you want me to go out? They said, yes, Pastor. I just went out. After half an hour, my room was clean. And this happened till January, till I come here. And this is what they said, Pastor, we love to clean the place. There are such a lovely sisters in our church. Pastor, we love to clean the place. We don't like seeing place, seeing, you know. And that the time God was, the Holy Spirit, I just feel like Holy Spirit was telling me, that is exactly me, Franklin. I don't like seeing hearts dirty. I love to clean the hearts. I love to clean the mind. I love, you know, I just put myself as an example. Dogs cannot clean themselves. I don't want to say you, I'm just putting myself. Dogs cannot bathe themselves. They need a boss to clean them. They need someone to pour water on them. That's the way they're designed. We cannot do our clean ourselves. We need a Father. We need a Holy Spirit who can really take care of you, clean your life, keep you holy, show yourself out as a holy person. Nobody can keep themselves holy. God will cleanse you. The third thing, Holy Spirit loves to do what?
Keep the place clean.
You forgot so soon. What is the first thing? What Holy Spirit likes to?
Listen.
The second one, Holy Spirit loves to. The third one, Holy Spirit loves to. The fourth one, I love this. He loves to help people. He is our helper. He is our comforter. In your weakness, He will give you strength. For Zerubbabel, God is telling, not by might, not by power, but by what? But by the Spirit, not by your degree, not by your money, not by the wealth, not by the influence, but by the Holy Spirit. Things are possible. Things are possible in your life. Things are possible not by you. Not by you. Ask the Holy Spirit to take the lead. Ask the Holy Spirit to walk forward. Tell Him, Lord, You go in the front of me. I'll just come behind You. Okay, we'll come back to the prison. I have five more minutes. The prison, if you see the prisoner's life, this is how they will make you, if they will make the prisoner to sit in a chair, to sit in a chair, you won't be just sitting. Your hands will be chained and grilled to the floor. Not just chained, it'll be grilled to the floor, not just your one hand. Your left hand will be grilled, will be chained and grilled to the floor, to the concrete. Your left leg will be grilled. Your right leg will be grilled. And you will be there all the time. It doesn't mean you can't walk. You know how to walk. Because you've been chained, you're not able to walk in your life. You know that is where you want to go. You know that is what the life that God has promised for you. But we cannot reach there. Why? That doesn't mean we doesn't know to pray. That doesn't mean that we doesn't know to walk. We know to walk. It doesn't mean your husband is not a good person. It doesn't mean your kid is not a good person. He is a lovely person. He's been chained by devil. He knows to walk. He knows to pray. He knows to sing. He was singing. We were worshiping. We were singers. We were worshippers. What happened to you now? How you get into the prison? We never expected, right? We never expected our marriage is going to be a prison. We never expected. Many times I have, many of you have this fear. Sometimes, at some place, we have this fear. I think I'm going to die inside the prison. I think I'm going to die like this. I think I'm going to die with this disease. I think I'm going to die in this problem. Because you tried so many times to come out of it. Devil is not letting you. And there you. Today I want you to introduce to a person who's very good in releasing you. Amen. Scripture says He advocates for you. Yes. He talks. He do all the talks. He will just keep you clean and bring you out and will say you're not belong to there. Amen. So this, the chains, the disease been chained, the right disease, some kind of addictions, some kind of money problem. That problem, you've been chained in your life. You can't pray. You can't walk forward. You're trying to do. You're trying to pray. You're trying to do something, but it's not working out because you've been chained. Again, I want to say, you've been chained without knowing yourself. You don't know how you get into that chain. He cleverly caught you. And now you slowly, I have seen many people telling, no, I'm not addicted to it. No, I can just come like this. I'm telling you, you cannot. You don't know how powerful the chain which is in your hands. I counsel many youngsters in my India church. They'll say, I'm not addicted to it. I just come like this. Hey, you're wrong. You've been chained. Something happens now. If you remain chained for a year, even if you get released, you can't walk. Because you've been used by sitting here. Even your chains are gone, you can't able to walk. Why? You've been used. Some of you have been released, but still can't able to walk in your life. Okay, how many of you want to get released from this? Amen. Say one word. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Can you repeat that word with me? With close your eyes, just hands lifted up and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Release me.
Release.
I don't know what kind of prison you are in your life. I don't know what you've been going through in your life. God don't want you to be a prisoner in your life anymore.
Amen.
You're not a prisoner.
Amen.
You've been wonderfully made by the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Few chains in your life, been stuck for years. And you're thinking, you're crying many nights. I think I'm going to die like this. I think there's nothing is going to happen in my life. See, I have good news. Your name has been removed from the case. This afternoon, you're going to step out with freedom. You're going to step out with freedom. Just close your eyes, lift your hands and say, Holy Spirit, I need your help. Say, I need your help, Lord. Just cry out to him. Say, Lord, I need you to remove these chains. Talk to him. I need you to remove this chain. You know, people will judge you. They will say, you know, you need this. You know, person like me, I will just keep coming to you. And I'll just tell you, you need this. You need this chain in your life. Devil will just keep on telling you, you need this because of the sin which you did in your life. That's devil. He will make you guilty often. You need this chain. Because of the problems, because of the sin which you were done. I tell you, Holy Spirit will never make you guilty.
That's right. Amen.
He will set you free. He loves you. He will set you free. 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 You're no longer a prisoner. Every eye is closed. If you feel like I'm in a prison, I want the Holy Spirit to release me. Can you just come forward and stand here? I want to pray for you. If you want to get released from your prison, just stand up and come forward. Stand here. I just want to pray for you. He's going to release you. You're going to step out of this place with your hands and legs been the chains. With your chains been broken in your life. You're not no longer going to be a prisoner. That life is not going to be continuing in your life. God is going to set you free. Who told you that you are a prisoner? Say, Lord, I know some of you, certain place in your life, you've been captured as a prisoner. You are a prisoner. Outside, you're laughing. Outside, to many people, you're just showing yourself, no, I'm free. What's no, nothing wrong to me. Deep inside your heart, you captured long back. You are a prisoner. This afternoon, God wants to set you free. Again, I want to tell you, he's not going to condemn you. He's not going to make you guilty. He's going to set you free. He loves his people to walk out on freedom. No longer chain in your life. No longer chains in your hand. No longer prison. Freedom in the house. Rabba shekere leri andaranaha. Ria marada la lahariye derene me. Just keep crying out to him. He loves you. Say, Lord, release me this time. Rabba shekere reheri adara laha. He's here. Nothing can stop him. Nothing in this world can stop him. Just tell this word. If you don't know what to pray, just say, Lord, release me. Lord, set me free. If you don't know what to say and pray, just keep saying this word. Lord, set me free, Lord. Say, Lord, please set me free. I often used to say this word, Lord, please, Lord. Lord, please, Lord. I want to come out of this prison. Again, I'm telling you, when you walk out of this church, you're going to be set free. No more bales, no more addictions, no more chains in your legs. Again, you're going to experience a heaven in your life. Again, the chains caught your marriages. It's going to get broken. Say, Lord, this certain place in my life, I've been captured as a prisoner. Today I'm realizing that I'm a prisoner. Psalms, he says, he hears the sound of a prisoner's. He hears the voice of the prisoners. He hears your voice. Come on, keep on praying. You've been set free. The chains are gone in your life. The devil has lost his grip on you. He lost his grip. Your case has been closed. You are set free in the name of Jesus. Another one more minute. He's going to set you free. Set them free, Lord. Set them free. Let them be set free in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in freedom. Let them walk in joy. Let them walk in happiness. Let them experience a joy again. One more time, release them. One more time, deliver them. One more time, Lord. No longer chains, no longer captivities. Be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Riyama Shekere, keep crying out. Keep crying to him. Who told you are a prisoner? Who told you that you are a sinner? You're no longer a sinner. You've been redeemed. Oh, Jacob. You've been released. You have no duty in the prison. You no need to fear for the prisoners. You are set free indeed. You are set free indeed. You are set free indeed. Rabba shekere leberi adarana maha. Riyama mara doro lobo riyadarana ha. Just want to pray in my language and I want to finish this. You just keep praying. Paraloga pidave. நல்ல வேலையில கர்த்தர் இந்த பிள்ளைகளை விடுதலை ஆக்குவீராக. இயேசுவின் நாமத்தினால எல்லா சங்கிரிகளின் கட்டுகள் அவிழ்க்கப்படுவதாக. ரபோ செகிரியாந்தரணம் அங்கரலஹோ ரியாமனா. Let the people set free immediately in the name of Jesus. Let them experience a freedom in their life once more time. Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, the word of the Lord today is a reminder he has spoken freedom over us. And the intention of the cross of Calvary and the gift of the Holy Spirit is that we walk in the freedom that he has spoken over us. So your steps to the altar today, let them be just the first of many steps of freedom. Don't pick the chains up again that he has broken. Don't pick up the chains that have fallen in this place today The chains that have fallen at this altar, don't pick them up again. Leave them here. All right? These are the first steps of many, 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 many more steps through the days of your lives of walking in the freedom that He has purchased for you and for me. Amen? Amen. Come on. On the count of three, let's just say freedom together. One, two, three. Freedom. Let's do it again. One, two, three.
Freedom.
Come on, one more time. One, two, three. Freedom. Yes. The Spirit of God has spoken freedom. Freedom. It's not a one-time thing. It's a lifelong journey. Amen? You're welcome to stay at these altars and pray as long as you want. If you feel released, I'm going to ask you to go back to your seat. Our last step today is we want to receive a love offering for Pastor Franklin to send him off. Amen. And our ushers are prepared. Once again, guys, work from the rear of the sanctuary toward the front. And you can come and pray or be released to fellowship or released from the day. But if you feel inclined to give, do that after the offering bag passes by your row. Feel free to be released either to the altar, to the lobby, or on with your day. Blessings on you. Amen? Amen. No, we can't. All right. Well, they can put some music on for us. All right. Blessings on you. Have an awesome... Listen, are you glad you're here today? Yes. I can promise you, you don't want to miss next Sunday either. It's going to be another awesome day in the house of the Lord. God bless you.